Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be making two stops in Northwest Iowa next week. Former Vice President Biden will attend a multi-candidate forum in Des Moines on Monday, and his campaign has slated other stops, including one in Sioux City and one in Lamar's on Tuesday. Iowa officials have reported the state's first confirmed human case of West Nile virus this year. The Iowa Department of Public Health says the man lives in Audubon County, is 61 to 80 years old, and he has recovered. Until the state's first hard frost, state officials say being outside means there's a risk for West Nile virus infection from mosquitoes. President Donald Trump has repeatedly told U.S. farmers he will support ethanol, and he largely continues to have their support, but many say they're growing unhappy with EPA decisions that hamper ethanol production. The EPA refuses to restore 2.6 billion gallons of ethanol removed from production through refinery waivers. It's a significant blow to corn farmers and counter to Trump's promise, but many hesitate to blame Trump, known for retaliatory tweets. U.S. Representative Cindy Axne, a Democrat, says Trump isn't taking responsibility for policies that hurt farmers, and his administration is good at distancing him from EPA decisions. Nebraska's corrections director won't have to testify before lawmakers about the state's lethal injection protocol or how prison officials obtained drugs used in an execution last year. The Nebraska Supreme Court today sided with the state corrections department. The department sought to block a subpoena from the legislature's Judiciary Committee that would have required Corrections Director Scott Frakes to answer questions about his department's lethal injection practices. The Judiciary Committee ordered Frakes to appear at a public hearing last year, months before Nebraska executed its first inmate by lethal injection. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.